This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
The Kyle Shanahan press conference earlier today. So if you're just hopping into your car and you have a funny outfit on, let us go ahead and update you on what's going on there. Mac Jones will start, but Brock Purdy is not necessarily out. Does that make sense to you? We'll try to help it make sense to you. Here's what Kyle Shanahan said about Purdy's chances of playing.
This is the first time that Brock has been questionable here and not out. What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
It means he's got a chance to be available.
You have a chance to start?
No, Max can be starting.
Okay. And you and I both are in agreement that this means is he is not going to be the backup either. Because there's a whole trickle-down effect that happens if Brock Purdy is the backup, starting with the fact that Adrian Martinez will no longer be on the 49ers, at least as I understand it. And then it also means that Brock is one hit away from going out there on that MetLife field. And I personally do not believe the 49ers when they say that that's not a factor this weekend.
I also think that, the one thing they could do is they could have all three quarterbacks be active and not have an emergency third, but actually have him as part of the game day roster. No team would ever sacrifice another on-field player to do that, so that's not happening. And the other piece is, what's the benefit of having him be active as the backup, and then you lose Adrian Martinez? Okay, so Brock doesn't play. He's the backup. You lose Martinez because he can't be elevated again from the practice squad, so now you have to go out and find a new QB3. And the one thing about Adrian Martinez, we don't know if he can play, but we know he's been around, and we know that he's been learning and absorbing. I mean, I don't know that to be true, but I would imagine if he's been there for 9 weeks or more, he's learned a lot about what it would mean, like how you would run the team if you had to. And if you have to bring in a new person, now all of a sudden that person is going to maybe start from square one.
I agree with you. I mean, the guy's never taken an NFL snap in his life, but I would much rather, if it comes to that, somebody who's been there practicing with the team all year as opposed to somebody they just grab off of the street. Although, I don't know, if that person's experienced enough, you can go win football games. Joe Flacco did it a few weeks ago. He just walked into the Bengals. They gave him a uniform, and he went and beat the Steelers on a Thursday night. But that's a guy who's in his 40s, or almost in his 40s. Or is he in his 40s? Has Joe had his 40th birthday?
Yes.
Are he and Aaron both over 40?
I believe so. That was the second oldest starting quarterback matchup in NFL history. I know that.
Yes, yeah. Flacco turned 40 in January.
Okay, there you go. So, like, I get
almost
that.
Almost 41.
That's a super experienced player, a guy who's won a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that maybe that's a little different. But I'm with you. I've never seen Adrian Martinez play. I hope the Niners never have to start him. But if it does come to that, then I'd like somebody who's been around with the group for a while.
It would give him more of a leg up and more of a head start. And yeah, like you said, Flacco, and he even joked in that victory, he's like, yeah, there was sometimes the play call came in and he's like, guys, I don't know what's going on, including the one play where he turned it into a zone read QB keeper. He's like, oh, I'm going to run this one. And he picked up a big first down on the play and they were able to go out and win the game. So, you know, the moxie and the savvy of a 40-year-old versus a guy who'd be making his first ever appearance in a game, that would be difficult. But what you're saying about the Shanahan sound, I think, is spot on where, yeah, he's going to be questionable, which means, you know, and he even said, is he going to start? No, he's not going to start. So what's he going to be then? Is he going to be the backup? Possibly. I don't think he
will
be.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the whole thing has obviously arrived at weird, honestly. And I'm not, one to, like, I'm not trying to pin anybody down with their words, but Kyle Shanahan, over the last month and a half, if some reporter wanted to go in there, and in fact, boy, like, Grandy and Lucas, I love you guys, and here's how I'll prove it. I'm not going to have you do this, but if you were given the assignment of, over the last 7 weeks, let's make Kyle sound ridiculous, you could. You could.
Possibly.
Because you could go back and find when he said this, and then when he said that. And then when he said this, and then when he said that. And
I'm not a doctor.
Questionable concern.
Right, he sounds annoyed that you're asking about Purdy, right?
I'm not going to say anything about Christian Gus.
Well, but it was, or Ricky. No one's even asking about Ricky. Ricky is out again. Was he listed as out? I know he didn't.
Yeah,
practice.
I have the list right here.
Is Ricky out?
Injuries for the game and stuff. Brendel will be out. Yatur out. Huff out. Ricky Pearsall out. Ben Bartsch, questionable. Questionable concern. Burford, questionable. Sammo, questionable. D Winters, questionable. Brock Purdy, questionable. Jordan Elliott, questionable. Any questions?
Yeah, I got questions.
It's questionable.
Yeah.
Questionable concern.
There you go. But if we went back to right when Ricky was hurt, you completely indicated that this was going to be 1, maybe 2 weeks at most. And now it's 5. And if we ask Kyle, he's going to be annoyed because he's going to say, I'm not a doctor and it's not going as fast as we hoped, but he's going to be annoyed. Like, it, again, here's Kyle annoyed. This is a back and forth with Eric Branch today.
You've discussed it's a delicate situation with the toe. You don't want to have it aggravated again. I mean, this obviously has a chance to play. So how do you, I guess, balance that? Like, he could play, and that means he could aggravate it again. I mean, is his toe fully healthy?
What's the question? Is his toe fully healthy? No, it's not fully healthy.
It's not fully healthy. So there's a chance, you know, when he gets out to play. So you just, I mean, there's a risk with it. I guess obviously there's a risk always, but there's a risk that he could aggravate it again.
Yes, I think you just answered your own question. Obviously, there's a risk with everything. But yes, can you hurt it again? Yes.
Yes.
Then he goes on to say he didn't get all the starter reps this week. As soon as he has had a chance to go through practice and stuff, the first time we let him get the starter reps and it was great. Then there was a chance he could re-hurt it in the game, and he did, and he's been out for the last month. He got more reps this week, but we weren't going to commit to all that and stuff like last time.
I mean, first of all, as much your impression is incredible, but we have him actually saying those things. So we could play him saying those things.
Can we?
We can.
And stuff?
It's right here.
He didn't get all the starter reps this week. You know, as soon as he had a chance to get through practice and stuff the first time, we let him get all those starter reps, and it was great. And then there was a chance he could re-hurt in the game, and he did, and he's been out for the last month. He's got more reps this week, but we weren't going to commit to all of that like we did last time. So I think it's easing him back more than last time.
There you go.
If that helps answer your question better and stuff.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the problem.
And then the question is, did he get a lot of starter reps this week? I wouldn't say a lot.
Not a lot.
Did he get?
What is a lot?
Did he get the majority of starter reps? Well, I didn't count them and stuff.
Here's what I don't want to say I'm concerned about it. Just here's something I noticed. Have you noticed that with regard to Purdy or any lengthy injury with the 49ers, the press conferences between the media and Kyle are starting to sound like a couple that probably needs to get divorced? It's all semantics. Like, we could do this if you want.
Why are you so mean to me? Why am I so mean to you? Why am I so mean to you?
I mean, listen to what you just answered your own question. But I'm trying to. Yeah. Yes. Are you saying that sure. Yes. There's a risk. Yes. Could he get hurt again? Yes. It gets sarcastic really fast.
Did he get a lot of starter reps this week? I wouldn't say a lot.
Not a lot. Well, what's a lot, Kyle? Right? Everybody's getting real kind of annoyed really fast. I'll give you an example of a conversation that didn't happen that really could. If you wanted to really, I mean, if you want this guy's hat to fly off of his head.
Possibly.
Kyle, you have said that you guys don't want Brock to play again until he's 100%. And you had said today that he's not 100%. You also said that he's got a chance to play. Undo the puzzle. How does that work?
What are you asking exactly?
I'm asking you how he has a chance to play when you're saying that he's not 100%, and previously you have said you guys don't want him to play until he's 100%. And I promise you that that is both a fair and unfair question. I get why that would drive him nuts. And I don't think you'd get a great answer. You'd get a terse answer.
I'll give you the answer.
But
if
it's
you
also
want.
A very fair question. It's like, this is what you have said. And that's what happens when people are going through a bad relationship, is they start holding their previous words and actions against them.
Oh, God, I'm good at that.
Yeah. I bet you're pulling stuff up that happened in 2024.
You want to go even further back than that.
Well, yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
So that leads to, there's an Eagles song I like to sing.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
I can't sing it right now. We're in the risky part of the program, but I'll just spin a little.
Did you just look at your phone to see if she might be
possibly. It's a classic Shanahan. Possibly.
You better be careful.
But yes.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
If you want, thank you. If you want the Shanahan answer, it'd be, well, you know, guys, this time of year will never be 100% and stuff. And so if you want me to wait until he's 100%, and then you're going to be looking at week one next year and stuff. And I don't think we want to do that. And so is the toe good enough to play and stuff? No, of course not. Is he getting closer? Possibly. My concern is questionable. It's a questionable concern and stuff. And so when the toe is close enough to being ready, then Brock will go out there and play. If he can get all the reps in practice, yep. And if he's the QB1 for practice and stuff, then he'll be ready to go out there and play. And hopefully he doesn't get re-injured and stuff. But if he does, then we'll go to Mac again, and then we'll see if his knees can hold up and stuff.
But that helps answer your question better.
No, it doesn't.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yes.
There's no way Kyle would ever do an answer that long. Other than that, it was perfect.
I'm practicing my answers without breathing, because he doesn't often, like, well, he doesn't Feliciano for sure. But Kyle, like,
yeah!
Kyle will just speak, and then, you know, instead of breathing, he'll sure. say and stuff, or he'll drop an and then he'll keep going.
Should we do a Feliciano sniff and a Guru sniff side by side and see which one has more kind of gravitas to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, John's is just, like, he's just breathing.
Right.
Guru's is a sniff brag. His is the classic, yeah, you know, I was 7-1 last night in my hockey bets.
Whittler Dibs, can you lay out for a second?
Probably. Yeah.
The Guru sniff is a flex.
Guru's like, I texted with Bob Myers.
Totally. Right. That was perfect.
Right. Feliciano's just like.
I'm just trying to stay alive over here.
Got a podcast that we're about to record. That's it. Yeah, but I'd like a little sniff off.
Yep. Okay. We'll see if we can get to it.
Yeah, we know the people.
Maybe during the bye week, you know, when we're a little bit thinner.
Forgot that we still have a bye week to go
through. Yeah, and that's, you know, honestly, if you look at.
Let's do Steve Kerr twice.
The way I look at this situation is everything you've said, I think, is spot on. And the whole thing about Adrian Martinez and the roster construct and all the rest of it. But I do think that he is questionable, because this is a big game. If you beat the Giants and you're 6-3, well, now you still have legitimate life in your year. You're 5-4 and you lose to the Giants, you're not left for dead, but you got the Rams next.
Rams coming, yep.
And, I mean, if you lose to the Rams, which I think that's going to be a very difficult game.
Of course it will.
The Rams are coming in edgy and angry, and if you fall to 5-5, now we're starting to think about not season on the brink, but this thing be slipping away.
I'm with you. This is a pivot point on Sunday. And in fact, at halftime of this game, it is the halfway point of the season.
A good point.
So this is a pivot point. And there have been others so far this year, but none bigger than this, largely just because it's the one that's in front of us. But it's also 2 days before the trade deadline. And so I think I would bet right now that this game, more than any other that's happened so far this year, has the biggest swing on your playoff odds based on the outcome. And so if you're the 49ers and you are able to somehow get a win this week, and then could you get Bryce Huff, Brock Purdy, and Ricky Pearsall all back for a division game on grass, on natural grass, with all of their lower body injuries, all three of them, Could you?
You
get
said Purdy, Pearsall,
and Bryce Hoff.
Okay, probably not, which? And then likely Pearsall. I don't think he's coming.
Oh, I don't know, but yeah. but whatever. Like if you're 6-3 and you know that those guys are coming back soon, maybe even next week, does that sort of compel you to action on Tuesday? To be like, now maybe you think Bryce Huff is your acquisition, but does that compel you to say at 6-3, 3-0 in the division, and at that point they'd be 6-1 in the conference? Does that compel you to say, you know what, like, let's do something because we are very likely to make the playoffs? The Commanders lost again on Monday night, right? It really might, your playoff odds are going to be high if you win this game. If you lose, like you said, there could be a feeling like there's a drumbeat toward being back to 500 6 days from now.
Well, the Bears can win and jump you. The Panthers could win and tie you. You still have to play them.
Tough game for them this weekend. But
right.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Cowboys could win and get to 4-4-1. Sure. Still behind you, but those objects in their mirror are closer than they appear with a loss.
Yep. Yep. Dale, Walnut Creek. Hi, Dale. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hang on. I'm just riffing on what you guys were talking about earlier when Kyle said, well, he not going to play till he's ready, and well, they might play this week. And Kyle is a brilliant player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Play caller. He's a dumb jock. He's not going to be, you can't hold him accountable for knowing every word that he said a week ago or 3 days ago. You know, it's fun to do it. Again, he's a brilliant play caller, but he'll run the guys into the ground just like any other coach. He's a dumb jock. Don't hold him accountable for every word. We just have to see what happens.
Yeah,
I'm laughing.
I mean,
thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, Dale,
right,
thanks.
Dale.
I don't think he's dumb at all. I don't think he's a dumb jock. I don't think there's a dumb bone in Kyle Shanahan's body. I think he's super smart. I think his dad's super smart. I think that's kind of something we do in the sport of football because it's so physical, and so therefore we think that a lot of these guys are dumb. I don't think that at all. But I agree with the larger sentiment. That's why I pitched it the way I did. Is Kyle, am I going to hold him accountable for you said you wouldn't play him till he's 100%? Now he's not 100%, but you're saying you might play him. No, this is the living, breathing thing. It's kind of why I said it the way I did. I get it that if a reporter wanted to go down that road with Kyle, Kyle would get mad. Probably, like, rightfully so. But at the same time, it also is proof that this is a moving target. And it changes. It changes week to week.
Yeah, and that's why he doesn't speak in absolutes.
And that's why I said what I said 2 days ago, which is, ask the questions because this changes week to week.
And I think the questions were more appropriate today when there's an actual designation. Wednesday, before practice, I'm going to defend Cam Inman and the members of the Fourth Estate. Kyle he knew less then than he knows now.
They didn't do anything wrong.
You held their feet to the fire.
That wasn't even my point. My point is that, they may feel like in the room that everybody knew that answer. And my point is, and we learn this in radio all the time, people who are out there, accountants and trash truck drivers and delivery truck drivers and somebody who works at the post office or you work at a coffee house, like, I'm not going to assume that you are like so tapped in that you know every nuance of what Kyle and the Niners said every day. And I think that the mind of the fan is on the quarterback. The mind of the fan is on the injured Niners and when they might come back.
Yeah.
So he's got to be asked every day to the point of yanking hair out of head.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that was the wrong thing to say to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.